Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more! Today, RIP, rest in peace, Alina Football League!
2019 has been a bad year for non-NFL football professional leagues. Earlier this year, the Association of American Football, the AAF, began operations in February and then abruptly ended after playing just 8 weeks. They were losing significantly more money than the league had budgeted. Today, the 22-year-old Arena Football League announced that it is ceasing operations for the remaining 6 franchises. The league statement included the following reasons. Quote, "These closures have resulted in the elimination of various staff positions and is a direct consequence of the current financial constraints facing the AFL, which include extensive legacy liabilities and a recent multi-million-dollar litigation filed against the league by an insurance carrier that provided coverage for the AFL between 2009 and 2012. Those liabilities, which are all related to prior league operations, severely constrain the league's ability to expand and operate." Unquote. Translated, they're broke.
Sell, sell, sell.
The league can no longer cover its cost of operations. After being a nationwide operation for most of its 22 years, the Arena Football League had contracted to just 6 teams in the northeastern United States in 2019. This year, the Albany Empire, the Atlantic City Blackjacks, the Baltimore Brigade, Columbus Destroyers, Philadelphia Soul, and Washington Valor will be remembered as the final teams to play in the Arena Football League. Arena Football was born back in 1987 to give football players a chance to continue playing after college and also a slight chance to be noticed by the NFL. The teams played in basketball and hockey arenas on a field which is about 25% the size of a traditional football field. Arena Football also featured high-scoring games and a very much faster pace than the NFL. In the beginning, the Arena Football League had a nationwide footprint and a television contract with broadcasters including ESPN. The Tampa Bay Storm and the Arizona Rattler franchises each won 5 Arena League titles and are considered among the league's big success stories. The Arena Football League left no stones unturned in search for possible markets to play their football games. Sources indicated that up to 85 communities in the United States have been host to Arena Football League games. In addition to bringing legendary Arena Football quarterback Kurt Warner to the NFL's then St. Louis Cardinals and leading them to an NFL title, the vast majority of Arena Football League players never made it up to the next step. There have been some big names as owners of the now-defunct Arena Football League teams. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. He owned the Dallas Desperados of the Arena League back in the 2000s. New Orleans Saints owner Tom Benson operated the New Orleans Voodoo. Motley Crue vocalist Vince Neil was an owner of the now-defunct Jacksonville Sharks. The league was known for many of the creative team nicknames for those 85 Arena Football League franchises. Remember? The Miami Hooters operated from 1993 to 1995 in joint marketing arrangement with the restaurant chain. The Texas Terror of 1996 became the Houston Thunder Bears for the next 5 seasons. Dallas had the Texans in 1993, the Desperados that Jerry Jones operated, and the Vigilantes in 2011. Other cities with 3 franchises over the years were Los Angeles, which had the Cobras, the Avengers, and the Los Angeles Kiss. And Chicago, which featured a great nickname, the Politicians, who then became the Bruisers, and finally the Chicago Rush. Farewell to the Cleveland Thunderbolts of 1991 to 1994. Goodbye to the Connecticut Coyotes of 1995. And the Fort Worth Cavalry came charging in and out in 1994. See you later, Minnesota Fighting Pike, 1996. The Oklahoma City Yard Dogs. And the Bossier Shreveport Battle Wings, both in 2010. Don't forget the Maryland Commandos in 1989. With today's announcement suspending business operations, the Arena Football League now becomes yet another fond memory for football fans in 85 cities around the country to tell their kids and grandchildren about.
I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time. Ah, ah, ah.